then how come you don't instinctively reject pleasure?
You instinctively receive it. Instinctively. Both are instinctive.
So in the sense that you said that there is this teacher of happiness which is as opposed to pain, so it is also opposed to pleasure too. So why don't we instinctively reject pleasure?
Rejection is not the only way in which you instinctively see whether it is immediate or not. The question is of instinctiveness. The immediacy. As soon as you feel pleasure, you instinctively receive it. Immediately, there is no process. There is immediate acceptance of it. Now the deeper question that you ask is the main theme of these two chapters. Delight of existence, the problem, and delight of existence, the solution. So we shall deal with it at length. My immediate answer is only this. At present we are only considering what is instinctive. In both the cases there is no process. There is instinctive, immediate reaction. You eat something bitter and immediately you want to throw it away. Instinctively. You eat anything that is sweet and immediately you like it, instinctively. You know, there are other states of consciousness where you ask the question about pleasure. In a certain state of consciousness, what we call pleasure is immediately rejected. There are states of consciousness. There is a very interesting case of Sri Ramakrishna and Swami Vivekananda. Swami Vivekananda was a good student. He loved his teacher very well, but he never took for granted whatever he said. He was a good student. So once he wanted to test his teacher, he wanted to examine his teacher. So one day he put some money under the cover of the seat where Ramakrishna used to sit. And Ramakrishna came to the seat and as he touched it, immediately threw it away. The presence of coins, of money, which normally people like to have, in his case, as soon as it touched, he immediately stood up and as if there was a snake in it, threw it away immediately. So it depends upon your state, but both are instinctive. So there are pleasures at a certain stage of your consciousness. Actually, Mother has said that if you succeed very quickly, be doubtful. If you go on succeeding very quickly, then think there is a trap for you. So don't feel so happy about it. So one who is very wise, as soon as he succeeds, he feels, my Lord, something is wrong. How could I succeed? There is something wrong about it. Indifference, for example, we are always in that state automatically, in the sense of indifference. But once you have enjoyed that bliss, you can never tolerate indifference. You can't remain in the state of indifference. You'll reject it. You can't remain indifferent. It's a question of what is your balance in your totality of your being. Our present rejection of pain, or our present acceptance of pleasure instinctively, is due to the present balance of our consciousness. There are states of consciousness in which bitter medicines are enjoyed. It's a fact. You enjoy bitterness. And you don't like pleasure, the sweetness. There are states of consciousness in which what is pleasant to you is not liked. So it all depends upon, as Sri Aurobindo says, a question of habit. Our present balance of consciousness is such that habitually we reject pain, habitually we receive pleasure. But you can change that. The thing regarding which you are frightened about, when you look back, you feel it was so good that the frightening thing happened to you. Somebody knocks your door. You are sleeping at that time. And you feel this bother, somebody coming and knocking, wakes you up. You don't like his coming at all. And you open the door, and lo and behold, that you were looking for the last 10 years is standing before you. That dreadful experience, that experience of pain, is immediately turned into a tremendous delight. It's only a question of your consciousness, your state of consciousness. So if you know that in every experience it is only God who knocks your door at any time, then you will never be frightened about anything. Normally we are frightened because we feel some strange thing has happened for which you are not ready and disturbs your present condition of consciousness. But when you look backward, you find that was a tremendously good thing to happen to you. See, if you know that every time, in every circumstance, it is God who is around you, then even the one who is opposing you all the time is felt to be your great friend. That's why Sri Aurobindo said, "Who is my enemy? Oh, the one who took me to the embrace of my Lord." One whom you think is your enemy is actually the very one who takes you to the embrace of the Lord. So who is your enemy? That is how our pain is transformed into delight. Therefore, pain is not opposed to the delight. It is only your present state of consciousness which is limited. You break down the limitation, then the delight which is automatic everywhere will be experienced in all the circumstances. This is called the real art of life. The real art of life arises from a philosophy which concludes that divine is everywhere. Now you apply that proposition in real terms and you find in every circumstance it is a divine, therefore delight will be all the time your accompaniment. We have to only discover where is the divine. In the horrible face you see the beauty. The dreadful thing is the most delightful thing. The dread is only a mask. Mask is to be uncovered. So eternal paradox and eternal truth, they justify themselves when you realize that the lower term is capable of embodying the higher term. Now, instinctively, Sri Aurobindo says that this proposition is accepted even by instinct. Instinctively, we love the light. Instinctively. The eyes can flourish only in light. If you remain all the time in darkness, eyes will become blind in due course. They flourish only in light. There is instinctive movement towards light. So, God, light, freedom, immortality is justified not only by deliberate reason, but also by instinct. Instinctively you want delight, therefore you reject pain. Instinctively you will reject pleasure, because pleasure is a great blockade to the delight. Only we don't know now, but actually speaking, all pleasures are a blockade to the delight. They imprison you in a small pleasure for a little while. Therefore, if you learn afterwards, you will automatically reject pleasure, because you have instinctive movement towards happiness, towards delight. Inalienable delight, inexhaustible delight, imperishable delight.